السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. شفاك الله مولانا، الله تلك يو شفاء كامل آجل. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, the 21st of Rajab, as Maulana read the dua, we should continue reading the dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Today we focus on chapter surah number 60, surah Mumtahina. This chapter and surah was revealed after the hijrah and migration of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Madinah Munawwara, and it comprises 13 verses. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء. Do not take as your friends and protectors those people who are my enemies. That what they have done, they are your enemies. They have expelled you from your homes. They are the people who want to cause harm to you. As we can see today, how the apartheid Israeli regime is expelling the people from their rightful homes, stealing the land of the Syrians and Palestinians in the Golan Heights and the West Bank. So all this continues. Then people, it's very short-sighted that now we still think that they will be the people to bring peace in those lands. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, لَنْ تَنْفَأَكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ. That your family members, your relatives, your children, no one will be able to bring any benefit to you on the day of justice. يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَكُمْ. That is the decisive day, the D-Day. Almighty Allah will pass the final judgment. قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Indeed, in Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, you have the perfect role model. We Muslims follow the Sharia, the law, the divine code of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger of Islam. And we follow the Millah, and we follow the culture of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. فَاتَّبِئُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Mentioned various places in the Noble Quran. Similarly, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best role model for you. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. So what should our dua be today when we see the tyranny and oppression going on in Afghanistan, going on in Palestine, in Yemen, in Syria, in so many places, Iraq, and so many other places. So read the following dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. O Allah, do not make us a target and a trial for the people who are the disbelievers. Yes, Ya Allah, we are also guilty of our vices and sins. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا. O Allah, forgive us our sins. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, you are the Almighty and you are the All-Wise. Look at the beauty of Islam. Islam stands for justice at all times, all places. لَا يَنْحَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ. Allah has not prohibited you that you do peace. Peace meaning you do justice. But those people who are not fighting with you, وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ. They have not expelled you from your homes. أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ. That you do good to them. You enter into peace with them. وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. And you do justice to them. So those people there, we have no problem. Yes, the next category, we have huge problems. إِنَّمَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah Jalla Wala prohibits you. أَنِ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوكُمْ. Those people who are fighting with you regarding your religion. وَأَخْرَجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ. They expel you from your homes. وَظَاهَرُوا عَلَىٰ إِخْرَاجِكُمْ. And they assist others in expelling you, like the veto of the Americans you find there, United Nations. أَنْ تَوَلَّوْهُمْ, that you befriend them. So when you befriend such people, you yourself become a zalim, oppressor and transgressor. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. So you are also the oppressor. This surah is called Surah Mumtahina, that take the examination of the ladies. So when they migrate to Madinah Munawwara, you ask them some questions. Why did they migrate and so forth? So in Islam, remember this law. Surah 60, chapter 60, verse 10. La hunna hillu lahum, wa la hum yahilluna lahun. It is not permissible for any Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim man, whether he is a Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist, whatever religion, cult, ideology he belongs to. It's absolutely haram, unlawful for a Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim male. And if she, the Muslim lady, marries him, considers it permissible, then she herself is out of the fold of Islam, and there are no two opinions on that issue. Hence, if that person becomes Muslim and he has the correct beliefs, then our sister marries him, so that would be permissible. When these ladies would come, then this was the bay'ah. This is the teachings Nabi alayhi salatu salam would take from them. Bay'ah means oath of allegiance. But Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not shake their hand. La usafihun nisa. Never did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shake the hand of strange ladies. So this was how it was done. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would tell them, they must say, Allah yushrikna billahi shay'a. They will not ascribe, associate anybody, anything to Almighty Allah. Wala yasriqna, and nor will they steal. Wala yaznina, nor will they commit fornication, adultery. Wala yaqtulna awladahunna, nor will they commit murder of their children, feticide or infanticide. Whilst the baby is born, after that or before that, feticide, abortion, all that haram. وَلَا يَعَتِينَ بِبُهْتَانِي يَفْتَرِينَهُ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِنَّ وَأَرْجُلِهِنَّ. And nor will they fabricate wild allegations, accusations against anybody. وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ. Nor will they be disobedient to you in matters that which you are commanded to do. فَبَايِئُهُنَّ. Then you beg Almighty Allah, they take the bay'ah, you take the bay'ah, and you make dua for them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. That Allah Ta'ala forgive them. So imagine in Islam, this is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching not only the women, but the men as well. We should stay away from these type of actions, as these are the major crimes. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq, the ability to understand our beautiful deen of Islam.
16 minutes after 5, Central African time, a beautiful Thursday morning. Ustad, it says, does Mufti Sab know of a hadith or any Islamic reference to forgiving the people who hurt you? Ustad, if one is justified in uttering a curse and does so, is there any punishment for that person? And Ustad, if a child hears about the benefits of forgiving people who hurt them and says, I will forgive whoever hurts me, then grows up and utters a justified curse, will that person be punished, Ustad?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions in Surah Nur, chapter 24. You wanted a reference, write it down. Surah 24, Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse 22. The incident that took place was that some people, Allah forbid, made reckless, wild allegations, accusations against our mother, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Almighty Allah exonerated her. Therefore we rule that any person who curses Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha or says that she is guilty of a major crime, he or she is out of the fold of Islam. And remember, Almighty Allah has mentioned the virtues of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha in the surah chapter 24 verses 11 to 26. 16 verses were revealed to exonerate and prove the innocence of our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Two women were accused, one Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, Mary the Virgin, and one Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Almighty Allah exonerated both of them. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu looked at the people who made these wild, reckless allegations, accusations against his beloved daughter. Some of them he used to assist them monetarily, financially. He took an oath and said, "Wallah, now I am not going to assist you in future." So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala said, "Wal ya'fu wal yasfahu," forgive them. Then Allah Ta'ala asked a question, rhetorical question. "Ala tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum?" Do you not love that Almighty Allah forgives you? So if we forgive people, then the more and more Almighty Allah will forgive us. Chapter 24, verse 22. Yes, some people, Nabi alayhi salatu salam commanded us that we must curse them. The hadith in Tirmidhi, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is a reporter. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Idha ra'aytumul ladhina yasubbuna ashabi," when you see people cursing, swearing, abusing, castigating my students, my companions, my sahaba, any one of them, whether Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whether Sayyidina Umar, whether Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, anyone, فَقُولُوا, then say, لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala curse you for the evil you are perpetrating. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the enemy sometimes as well. Allahumma al'an. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam made dua for the people who made dua for the sahaba who passed away, and cursed the people who committed the murder of in Bir Mauna, where 70 ulama, 70 qurra were killed and murdered by the enemy. So we must remember. So this is in Bukhari Sharif. So sometimes Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the enemy as well. And you must remember, Nabi alayhi salatu salam commanded us to curse those people who swear, abuse, and criticize the sahaba. So we need to understand Islam properly. Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to protect the honor, integrity of the beloved students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, advise me please, Ustad. Can I keep a Rajab fast on a Friday? As I'm fasting today, I want to continue fasting for the last few Rajab days, Ustad.
Excellent. Keep it. Keep fast today. Fast tomorrow, Saturday. All that fine. In Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali's work, Lataiful Ma'arif, you will find that some Ahlullah, Awliyaullah, the pious, pious people used to fast the whole month of Rajab. Although it is not sunnah, we need to be clear on that issue, but it is something that is permissible, like Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah and them would fast. So we know some pious people who would fast the whole month of Ramadan, that is mandatory, compulsory. Shaban, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast the whole month or most of the month, and that you can open in Bukhari Muslim, and you will find that Rajab, so the 13th, 14th, 15th is sunnah. Monday, Thursday is sunnah. And if you fast the whole month, then that also is permissible. There's no problem. However, if a person from the time he or she became baligh and mature, and you attain the age of puberty, From that time till now, if you have 10, 20, 100 qada fast, you miss the fast due to illness, sickness, because of journey and traveling, then leave all these fast and keep your qada fast first, and then you worry about the voluntary fast. So that is compulsory. We have to keep the qada first and then worry about the voluntary fast.
Ustad, is it permissible to follow a lady as imam in Salah? I saw a picture in USA, Ustad.
Who are you speaking of? The men following the woman? So that is absolutely haram. They won't be praying, brother. They won't be praying, P-R-A-Y. They will be praying, P-R-E-Y. Imagine a woman going in sajda and the men are seeing her posterior and all that. And then after 5 days, 10 days, she's no more there because she got the menses. So everybody knows that now. So Islam has protected her from all this. If you are speaking about the shaitans that have become imam for the men, so such people, they are not even Muslim. You must remember that. They are the people who are the agents of the West, and they are the ones who speak of gender equality, that if the men can be imam, then we can be the imam. If the men can do this, we can do this. So such people are rejecting the Quran. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. Almighty Allah says the men have a degree above the women. So many things Islam has said only the men can do and women cannot do. Whether it is adhan, whether it is iqamah, whether it is leadership, being the prime minister, president. So many examples we can give. This is the people who suffer from insecurity and nifaq and hypocrisy. They make this kind of statements of gender equality and they say that, I ask you two questions. In America, show me once that they had a woman president. You know what happened when Hillary stood and how she lost? So people don't even have confidence. You play tennis. So for the men, they play best of five. And the woman, they play best of three. And now you show me where is your gender equality. So you must remember, it's all hollow slogans and shallow slogans. They just pull the wool over the people's eyes and make them fools, actually. So you just have to go further down and you will see the hypocrisy of the West across the spectrum. So Islam teaches us the natural way. If you are speaking of women making imamate for ladies, so there is a chapter in Abu Dawood, Babu Imamat in Nisa, and the lady is called Umme Waraka, and this happened in time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shafis and them, they allow it. The Hanafis and them say it's not permissible. A woman cannot be imam for ladies as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I see we've got our brother Ayub Ustad from Jaipur. He says, Mufti Saab, ab khairiyat dua mein yaad hai. He says, why Mufti Saab and Maulana Arafat can't do the program till 7 o'clock? Please extend the program, Ustaz.
Yeah. We must miss. You want, my brother Ayub, ab ye chahte ke fajr namaz bhi nikal jai aur phir ishraq ke work hum fajr padenge. My brother wants we must continue all the time. Then one time we read fajr with ishraq, my brother, nahi. Abhi namaz ka waqt hai. To is wajah se jo hai, namaz sabse aham hai. Main jo hai chale jata hu waha masjid mein aur hamare ye bhai yaha par lete hai. To is tarike se jo hai, sab cheez ki riayat hone chahiye. Jo bhi aap sun rahe, ye bhi ghanimat hai, alhamdulillah. Ab dua farmaye, Allah taala hame bhi qabool farmaye. I'm telling the brother that I will leave for salat. Our brothers read salat here, alhamdulillah. And in that way there, that we have to fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, and of creation as well. And that is the beauty of Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. We will be starting 3 o'clock Ramadan. So, Haji Ayub from Jaipur, please, you can join us, inshallah, every Monday, every mornings in Ramadan. Ustad, let us go. Let us go to Sister Natasha, Ustad. I'm reading the question. I see Haji Abu Yusuf, he's wide open. She says here, morning, my senior mentor. Hope you well this morning. Okay, I believe in God. There is absolutely no doubt on that. Why is it everyone has to recite so-called the Kalima? I'm a bit confused. Is it a must on every religion or on every person must recite so-called kalima? Although we still believe in God, my mentor, my senior mentor, please elaborate on this so-called kalima. I'm not questioning your intelligence. Please do forgive me. I'm just learning and studying from you about Islam. What a question, Ustad.
Wonderful question. Therefore, Sister Natasha, we take your questions and we appreciate it. Never feel for a moment that we feel offended. Nay, we welcome your questions, Sister. And we want to teach you Islam, not the diluted Islam or polluted Islam, but the pristine beauty of Islam. So let us explain to you, Sister. And you are recording it, which is very good. And then you pass and convey this true message to all and sundry, so whoever you get into contact with. Surah 2, chapter 2, that is Surah Baqarah, the cow, and verse number 256. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, La ikraha fi deen. There is no compulsion in religion. So when a person embraces Islam, or when a person is born as a Muslim, so he or she will read the kalima, and you pronounced it correctly and wrote it correctly, and that is the formula. So we say, La ilaha illallah, which means, La ma'abuda bihaqqin illallah. Truly, there's none worthy of worship except Allah. My sister Natasha, easy explanation I give you. In Islam, we are not allowed to bow down to anybody, nor to our teacher, nor to our parents, nor to any prime minister, president, no one. We're not allowed to prostrate to anybody except Almighty Allah. So only Almighty Allah is worthy of worship. Therefore, Sister Natasha, I don't know if you are aware of our Muslim prayer, funeral prayer. You see, the deceased is placed there in the, you know, casket for you just to, it's not a casket, but I'm just using the word there so you can understand. So he's placed in that. And then behind that, you will find the imam, the leader, and then the congregation. And then we have the congregational prayer for the deceased. So in that there is no bowing down, in that there is no prostrating, because bowing down, prostrating is only, solely, exclusively for Almighty Allah. So when we say La ilaha illallah, we are stating, O Allah, I will not bow down, I will not prostrate to any creation, but I only bow down and prostrate and worship you alone, O Almighty Allah. So our prayer, our sacrifice, our actions, everything is done solely, only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Now we say the second part, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and the messenger, Nabi Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the final and last messenger of Almighty Allah. He, the master, the messenger of Islam, peace be upon him, will demonstrate to us how to practice. Quran says, Aqimus Salat, establish prayer. But how do we pray? So physically, practically, the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam will demonstrate to us. So therefore, a person who's born a Muslim, you want to become a Muslim, so you will have to read this kalima, this formula, and then you understand its message, and then you become our true brother. You are our sister in humanity. You become our sister in religion as well, once you read this formula and you accept all the articles of faith of Islam. However, Islam will never allow that my name is AK. So I take an AK-47 and I put it by a person's head and say, read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Islam don't allow that. Why? Because La ikraha fi deen. That there is no compulsion in religion for non-Muslims. So we can't go and impose Islam upon a non-Muslim. You must have that inner satisfaction, that inner gratification, inner conviction that Islam is the only correct religion for all times, all places. You yourself must be attracted to the beauty of Islam and say, yes, I have this firm conviction, and today I am prepared to read and say to the whole world, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then we'll say, read, Ashhadu, I bear testimony and I bear witness, Allah ilaha illallah, that truly there's none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. Wa ashhadu, and I bear testimony and witness, Anna Muhammadan, that Nabi Muhammad, peace be upon him, the messenger, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire creation, Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, is the slave and servant of Allah and the final messenger of Almighty Allah. That is what it means, my sister Natasha.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see brother Ilyas from Actonville. I see Hazrat Mulana Salim Karim says, mashallah, very good question. Ustad, I've seen the listeners, they want the podcast of this question as well from sister Natasha, inshallah.
Inshallah, every day we send out the podcast. You know, every day I send out, for example, yesterday I sent out Surah Hashr. On Monday, on the previous day, then Tuesday, I send out Surah Mujadala. So in that, you will find the question and answer as well, inshallah.
Someone is asking here, could you please kindly elaborate, Ustad, is it necessary to take bay'ah from a sheikh? It is sunnatul ghair mu'akkara, that is mustahab. I would be grateful if you could provide Quran and Hadith references for this, Ustad, min fadlik.
Almighty Allah just told us now in Surah Mumtahina, Surah 60, how Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the bay'ah with the woman. So you must remember, so if a person today, he tells his student that, or his murid, disciple, whatever you want to call, Surah 60, verse number 12, that you must not worship anyone except Almighty Allah, you must not steal, you must not commit zina, fornication, don't do wrong things. So how we have a doctor for our physical illness, that a person has a flu, a person got cholera, malaria, whatever, so they go to a doctor, Allah forbid, we ask Allah for protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi il asqam. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasai. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. We ask Allah, salullaha al-afiyah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyah, good health, safety, comfort, protection. So it's one word with multi meanings. Wonderful hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So now we have pride, we have arrogance, we have jealousy, envy, anger, excessive love for this world. And we are burning with rage and fury when Almighty Allah showers somebody else with bounties and favor. So we go to the spiritual doctor, not spiritual there's people who are charlatans today, that the woman are kissing him and all that are shaitans. You go to a proper person of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, a person who fears Almighty Allah, practices the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, and you take him as your spiritual mentor. So that is what it is all about, so that we bring about reformation in ourselves.
25 minutes to 6 o'clock. Jazakumullah khairan, Ustad. Ustad, our program, inshallah, Ustad?
Inshallah, our program today, 1:30 to 2, inshallah, Al-Aziz, will be tafsir from Surah Tawbah, inshallah. And tomorrow, inshallah, Mawlana, right there by you, in Masjid Quwwatul Islam, inshallah, for the Jummah. So we will be there for Jummah, inshallah, tomorrow. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Barakallahu fiqh. Inshallah, your program today, inshallah. 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, inshallah.
Inshallah. Ustaz, jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.